When reciting the Quran, how do you stop at words like these? Do we have to pronounce that long vowel at the end? And if not, then why is there a long vowel to begin with? Normally, if a word ends with one of the three long vowels, then you must pronounce that long vowel and apply the mandatory natural mad, or what we call in Arabic, المد الطبيعي. This means that you will extend that letter at the end for two counts, or two harakat, exactly, whether you stopped at it or you kept on reading. Like this example here, we have two words ending with alif, so we read them like this.
ما أنزلنا ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى.
So we applied the natural mad when stopping or we kept on reading. Another example.
وباءوا وباءوا بغضب من الله.
So also we extended here for two harakat.
فلا تخشوهم واخشوني.
So if there is a long vowel, you must fully pronounce it. Sometimes there are similar words that don't have a long vowel. So no long vowel, no extension. So we have to be careful here.
فلا تخشوهم واخشون فلا تخشوهم واخشوني.
So these are two different ayat. They look similar, but they are not the same pronunciation. So this is how you stop at a word ending with a long vowel. Now, back to these words. These words seemingly ending with waw and ya. And here we say it ends with waw because the alif at the end has a silent letter symbol on it. You can review the advanced Quran symbols from here, from that lesson, for more information. So these words end with waw and ya. However, we have to treat them a little differently. Of course, these aren't the only words like that in the Quran, but all the words that look like that will be treated the same way. Now let's start with this word. If you keep on reading, we will read this word like that.
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفُ.
So here we notice that we did not extend the waw. We only pronounced a dhamma. So we did not say
تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفُ.
That is not correct. You should not extend the waw here. Just a dhamma with the hamza. But if you want to stop at that word, we will not read the waw at all, not even the dhamma. And you will only pronounce hamza with sukoon. And it will sound like this.
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأْ قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفُ.
Another example.
فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا.
Here is an example ending with ya, with a hamza under it.
قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي.
Again, here we stopped with the hamza that has sukoon, and when we kept on reading, we pronounced hamza that has kasra. We do not pronounce the ya here at all. We do not say مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي. That is not correct. One last example.
وَمِنْ آنَاءِ وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ.
So words that end with these combinations, They look like they end with a long vowel that you should extend, while in fact, they end with a hamza, and the long vowel should be completely ignored when words ends with these combinations. But then, if we should not pronounce the long vowel as a long vowel, but rather as hamza, then why is it written like that? Why is there a waw and a ya at the end of the word? Why not just write hamza? Well, the reason is that in the past, Arabs did not have a symbol for the hamza as we know it today. They pronounced hamza, and they had it in the language, but they didn't have a symbol for it. So, how did they write it then? Well, they wrote hamza using the long vowel that indicates how it should be pronounced. So, if hamza has dhamma, like in this word, they would write it using waw. And so, when they read it, they would read it as hamza with dhamma, and not the waw at all. And if it has kasra, like in this word, they would write it as a ya. And then, when they read it, they would read it with a hamza that has kasra, and so on. Later, Al-Khalil ibn Ahmad was the first who assigned a separate symbol of hamza in Arabic, as we know today. But before that, Arabs did not have a separate symbol for the hamza. And now you might be wondering, why don't we apply it on all words in the Quran, like this example? And here, I gotta refer you to this lesson, in which I elaborate on that topic with much more details, and I explain why words in the Quran are written the way they are. Finally, we have to distinguish between words ending with hamza on waw or ya, and words with waw or ya, then hamza, because these are pronounced completely differently. In that first case, which is the one that we just discussed, the hamza is directly on top of the long vowel, not before or after. But in that second case, you will notice that the hamza is beside, comes after the long vowel, which means that you first pronounce the long vowel, then the hamza. Let us compare the following examples.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءٌ.
So in the first word, we stopped at a hamza, a full hamza with sukun, but in the second, we first pronounced the long vowel, which had meant in that case, and then we stopped at the hamza. So you have to distinguish between these two cases. Similarly, with the ya.
قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ.
So here there is a ya that is extended, and in that case, there is no ya at all when you stop at that word. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.